This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
LI News time right now, 7:35. We'll shift a little bit to big day. That is tomorrow, big day. In essence, it is a primary day. And it's the focus of another spotlight segment this morning. Pat Vecchio has been involved in Smithtown a long time and still with plenty of work to do. We haven't spoken to Pat in a while. Nice enough to give us a couple of minutes on, I'm sure, a very busy day before the big primary. Patrick, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Supervisor of Smithtown. Now, Pat, you know, I haven't spoke to you in a while. Last time we had you in studio a couple of years ago for a bit of a mess, you got out of that. And in essence, boy, every time they try and push Vecchio out the front door, he comes in the side. I always say that. Pat, how do you feel about that one?
Well, listen, primary elections are difficult because not everyone comes out to vote. And it's a matter of each side getting its vote out. It's that difficult.
No question about it. And, you know, listen, we always look to Smithtown as being, you know, kind of a template for some really good things. You have this town running like a fine-tuned engine. What's the secret as far as from a fiscal point, Pat?
Well, I think it's good fiscal management is what counts. You have to watch the pennies and spend the pennies wisely, and you'll get good ratings from the investment companies. So it works out in the end for everybody with good fiscal management.
That is the key, good fiscal management, and you have to have a solid team. The board members and everything else in play, that's certainly a part of it, correct?
Sure. Hopefully the things that you propose fiscally are supported by the rest of the board.
Now, Pat, you know, listen, a lot of people will say, you know, what's Vecchio doing? He's upper 80s to near 90. Why? I'll ask you this, Pat, because a lot of people want to know. I mean, what is the drive behind Pat Vecchio? Obviously, you know, you've done a great job. You've had a wonderful career. You've really kind of made some tremendous situations present in Smithtown for a long time to come. Why at this point in time is Pat Vecchio not calling it a day?
Because I think this work is my vocation. I think I was meant to do it. My age is no factor whatsoever. I'm as healthy as I
You feel good,
I'm
right?
45. Not a question of feeling good. You already know anyone my age who doesn't take any medication?
That's true. That's unbelievable. You're right.
Well, that's the truth.
That says it all, right?
I think so.
And you keep marching on. So give me a couple of things right now on the Vecchio agenda. What's still right now is on the to-do list, Pat, if you happen to, you know, you get through the primary and the G and everything else, what's on the docket here?
Well, I have to produce a budget by September 30th. Hopefully that'll be well accepted. And then we just continue as we have always done.
And pretty much, you know, the budget and everything else, very important stuff. There's been some back and forth, you know, with the signs and everything else all within the town. A little bit of back and forth there with some of the opponents and everything else. But you know what? You know, it keeps going on, and you move onward. You know what? A lot of people don't really care about that type of stuff, right?
Well, I think people care about their pocketbooks and the person who's going to make sure that their pocketbooks are not stolen.
That's the key right then and there. Pat Vecchio is our guest. He's vying to get through primary day. He's been fine. So how many terms now, Pat?
I think this will be my 14th term.
Is that unbelievable? 14 terms. As you make your way in and around Smithtown, let's face it, a lot of people come and go. What has been the reaction there as far as Pat Vecchio getting another bid here for supervisor?
All very positive.
Very positive. People are saying, you know what, Pat, we love you, that type of thing.
Absolutely. People have faith in me.
They do. There's no question about it. What are some of the, are you concerned as far as change? You've seen a lot of changes. 14 terms, you know, Pat, you go back as far as what you're seeing now. You know, we see a county, you know, the county is in tough times right now. You know, they're trying to get out of a bit of a hole, $130 million as far as a deficit. You know, we see a lot of people you know, leaving the island. A lot of kids, you know, the job situation not great. You know, we're also plagued by something when you came into the situation of supervisor as that role. You haven't seen it as bad regarding drugs and gangs. I mean, when you look back as far as when you began this trek and what you witness now, what's the mindset of Pat Vecchio?
Well, look, every decade has different problems. When I took office, the problem was garbage. Nobody knew what to do with it. We solved that problem, and now you come to another problem, like drugs and opioids.
I mean, could you have ever imagined, it being as bad as it is, you know, the overdoses and everything else in this county? You know, we lead the state and everything else. Can you ever imagine, Pat?
Smithtown has something called the Horizons Program, which really does war on opioids and other kinds of addictions. We fund it, and the county funds it, and it works well. It's in a beautiful building on Main Street in Smithtown, and we do deliver good services.
And what is it all about, Pat? How does that kind of go about it?
Well, we counsel and treat people who have this addiction.
And how long has that been in existence?
Well, it's been in existence at least 30 years.
Wow, so you certainly have attacked the problem. What about the gang situation? You know, we've seen the rise of this MS-13. What's your take on this?
Well, I'm not so sure they are in Smithtown. But if they do come, we hope that the police will do its best to curtail it.
Pat Vecchio here. He's vying for another term. If he gets it, it'll be 15. Incredible stuff there. Longevity is certainly on the side of Mr. Patrick Vecchio. Family and friends very supportive, Pat, of another run here?
Well, unbelievable. More than I believe in any other election.
Why is that? Why more so now than ever before?
I would assume that people, these folks who are loyal to me, think that I should remain.
And why not? I mean, you've done a heck of a job there. Really,
well,
what are some of the major obstacles at this point in time? I mean, listen, a lot of things have changed and everything else, but as far as within local government, what do you feel are some of the obstacles more present today than it was way back?
Well, I must tell you, I don't think there are obstacles at all.
None, huh?
None. I don't believe so.
Wow. How do you go about, you mentioned about, you know, the primary and you know, listen, we know it's a non-federal year. There's a lot of apathy when it comes to this stuff. Let's face it. We talk about it a lot here. We appreciate you coming on with us. But in essence, how do you get people to care a little bit more, Pat?
I just don't know. If I knew that answer, I'd be rich. I don't know how you do it. I guess both sides campaign hard, try to arouse the people's interest, but it's difficult. Primaries is not a day that people know is election day. People tend to forget it. They're not interested in it. And so the turnout is very small, and there goes the election.
Maybe you have to change policies a little bit. Maybe, you know, voting procedures. Does that ever come into mind? Maybe expanding the voting day, maybe make it a weekend. A lot of it's been made about making a Saturday and Sunday. What do you think of that?
Other countries in the world have almost 100% voting. They vote on Sundays. In the United States, we don't do that. But nonetheless, our primaries traditionally are not days that people are all excited about.
And thus, it is what it is. So, in essence, listen, a lot has been made about changing procedure, you know, deadlines as well, registration. Maybe something in that regard, Pat, has to be changed.
No, I don't think so. Maybe change the day of voting.
Change the day, pretty much.
Well, as I said earlier, that in Europe they vote on Sundays where everybody's off and everybody has the ability to vote.
There you go. Pat Vecchio. Pat, I've got about a minute or two left. Give me an idea. What's the message right now you want to convey to folks in your neck of the woods as you vie for term 15? What's the overall message here?
Well, I think the overall message is to stay with fiscal stability. Taxes used to be the number one issue on everyone's mind. So if there is a fiscal stability, then people don't see huge swings in tax levies.
I mean, is that still the number one? I mean, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, the property taxes and everything else. Way too expensive to remain. A lot of folks who don't have the right jobs and everything else. Property taxes, do people still kind of come up to you and say, Pat, how do we handle this?
Well, let me tell you, last 3 years, I have delivered a no tax increase budget, and I'm predicting one for this coming year. So you can put your nose to the grindstone and make sure that you don't raise taxes unless there's an emergency reason.
There you go. Pat Vecchio. Pat, we wish you the best.
Thank you much.
And we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go. A couple of minutes with the fine Super Bowl. Boy, I tell you, there's a guy who's pushing 90 and still going strong. So, you know, the formula is there for Pat Vecchio in the town of Smithtown.